I was beyond starstruck by him, and I didn't think for a second we'd get him. It was always a joke when we were building up to, when I was writing it, and with the production team, it was always a joke. Obviously, Rick Mail will play your dad, and we never thought for a second he'd be interested. And then we sent him the script, and he said, well, why don't I come in and have a chat? And I thought that would be enough for me, just to have a chat with him.
Yeah.
But then he went, he said he really liked it, and he did it, yeah. And he greeted me. I mean, bearing in mind, he's comfortably, you know, probably my all-time comedy hero.
Yeah.
He greeted me by putting his arms around me and whispering in my ear, comrade.
No.
Yeah. So it was exciting. And he was great fun. He's great fun.
I bet he is.
He's larger than life. He is the definition of larger than life.
So on and off screen, same deal, yeah. You're getting.
Yeah, absolutely. Full on. But you know, great company and a real listener and so passionate about it still loves it. You know, he came off set so like excited like a child. It was really great.
Really?
Yeah.
And does he get a chip into bits and bobs, you know, to make suggestions and all that kind of stuff? Are you open to all that kind of thing? How does it work? Because, I mean, you know, I'm sorry to follow up a question with a question, but it's relevant. Like, the pressure of your own sitcom compared to doing someone else's sitcom, is that sort of different?
It's nauseating. It's awful. It's almost not worth it. The stress is, yeah, ludicrous. But having people on him on board just make it a joy. And of course he chipped in and he said, well, why don't I do this? Why don't I punch you at this point?
Wow. I'm sort of a bit starstruck, you know, with the idea of just doing it, because it is like meeting your heroes.
Yeah, it is. It was literally like meeting my hero, and he didn't disappoint.